Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, back with you here for another episode of Course in Miracles Workbook Lessons. Today, we're going to be discussing Lesson 280, What Limits Can I Lay Upon God's Son? I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Good morning.
Good morning. So let's join together for a moment of silence before we begin. So let's take a good deep breath. What limits can I lay upon God's Son? Whom God created limitless is free. I can invent imprisonment for him, but only in illusions, not in truth. No thought of God has left its Father's mind. No thought of God is limited at all. No thought of God but is forever pure. Can I lay limits on the Son of God, whose Father willed that he be limitless and like himself in freedom and in love?
Today, let me give honor to your Son, for thus alone I find the way to you. Father, I lay no limits on the Son you love, and you created limitless. The honor that I give to him is yours, and what is yours belongs to me as well. What limits can I lay upon God's Son?
And so it is. Let's join together again for a moment of silence. Just take a good deep breath. When I read this lesson, I think of our brother Jesus. It's been easy for me for most of my life to consider him as God's son, because that was what was my conditioning, my indoctrination early in my early Protestant Christian life, you know, that Jesus was God's son. And so when I read this lesson, I ask myself, can I see Jesus in the light of this lesson, in the light of what he's telling us here, what this says? And I have no issue with that. The real question is, can I see myself in that same light? Can I see my neighbor in that same light? Or do I see them as bodies? It's not difficult for me now to see Jesus as not a body, as a spirit, Christ mine, an entity of spirit, a voice of love. But of course, when I see almost anybody else in the third dimensional world, I see them as bodies. Mm. I don't see them as God's child, or at least not without catching myself and reminding myself that's what I'm dealing with, is we are all equal, perfectly equal to Jesus, who he was in God, we are that. Who he was in Christ's mind, we are that. We're all those things. And so this lesson, what limits can I lay upon God's Son? It would, to me, the answer that comes to me is just the limits of my own judgment, my own misperception. So I've got to give everybody a pass if I'm ever going to give myself one.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking when I read this lesson and sat with it, that was, you know, let me count the ways that I limit my brothers and sisters. Let me count the ways that I look out and I see limitation through my judgment, through my false perception, through my unwillingness to truly forgive and to go back before I gave any judgment of the Son of God, the daughter of God. Mm-hmm. And, you know, truly see the limitlessness, which means that any perceived error that they've committed, any perceived wrongdoing, any perceived hurt, any perceived misdeed has to be seen as illusion, forgiving what did not occur. It's really challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, when I have experienced those moments of that, of the relief of the burden, I feel limitless. I feel so free. I feel so much joy. And there's really no wiggle room here. There's really no wiggle room. We let everybody off the hook so that we may be off the hook, because there is no one and nothing else. There is only one quote unquote Son of God, one Word of God. And it is each of us, and none of us have left that source. And so, indeed, holy and beloved friends, indeed, holy and beloved friends, I am you and you are me. And that is all that there really is. So the honor, to honor one another, you know, think of honoring, to honor. This is what I do. The honor that I give him is yours. And what is yours belongs to me as well. That there's mutual honoring that is going on here. A true namaste, a true bowing before the perfect Christ that is all around us. Boy, that's tough. That's tough when I look at our political leaders. It's tough when I look at, you know, people who I believe have betrayed me. But all I can do is then go to the misperception, the illusion, and the dream, and ask for that guidance, ask for that assistance. And in that consciousness, in that connection, in the invoking of the Holy Spirit, in the invoking of my divine right mind, in the invoking of the mind that was in Christ Jesus, may it be in my mind now, may it be my mind now. In those moments, what limits can I place upon any of God's children? None. And if we're all limitless, well, glory, hallelujah, that's something to celebrate. So how wonderful it is to have this assignment to really see beyond appearances, to have the assignment to see the limitlessness in one another, and how wonderful the prospect that somebody might grace me and honor me with that gift as well. You know, isn't that what we want, to be seen in that way?
It is. The bigger obstacle is that we're not willing to receive it.
Yeah.
You know, we somebody else sees Christ in you, but we're not willing to receive it because we won't allow ourselves to see it in ourselves. Right.
But it's an obstacle. I want to rephrase it that yeah, it's an obstacle, but today we see it as such, and it's a nothing. Yeah. Today we become willing to, in fact, you know, we can practice it right now, that I can gaze over at you and behold you as limitless. That my commitment is to see you as that today, and your commitment is to see me as that today. Right. And let's see what that's like.
Yeah.
To allow ourselves to be seen, to be naked, to be revealed, to be a transparency, you know, for God.
And to realize that we're only seeing a reflection of ourselves.
Mm. Mm.
You know, we can say, oh, I can see that in Jesus. You know, in my mind's eye, I can say, here's this beautiful, perfect example of God's love. But to see that that's my reflection, puts a whole different spin on it. Because immediately the ego wants to see the differences and say, oh, no, I'm not that. You know, so no, that's my reflection. That's your reflection. You are my reflection. I am your reflection. And so if we can truly see our brothers and sisters in love as God sees them, then we must be already joined in spirit to be able to see that. And as that self, when we are joined in that self, we do see them as reflection.
I'm hearing, I am that I am.
I am that I am. That's right.
Yeah.
I know who I am. I know what I am and know how I serve. Yeah.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
What limits can I lay upon God's Son? Is our lesson today.
Yeah. Today, let me give honor.
Yeah. Today, let me give honor to your Son. For thus alone I find the way to you.
Yeah. It's a great lesson, beautiful lesson. It's our last lesson in this series of the Christ. What is the Christ? Yeah. So thank you, Mighty Companions, for joining us. Thank you for being here with us. We love you. You are dearly loved. And we will sign off for now and give all of ourselves an admonition to stay the course. We will return. God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send